The movie Exile was shot in the Kofet region in 2021, was featured on the festival circuit and had a release in the USA. Now the film will finally have its Canadian digital platform release in early 2024, with some limited theatrical releases across Canada, including at the Patricia Theatre this week. Looking back on the making of the film, which included locations such as Powell River City Hall, Cranberry Pub and an old cabin up Oakover Inlet, producer, director Jason James had many good things to say about the experience. "Funnily enough, I was born in Powell River, but I left when I was one or two," said James. "I hadn't been back for many, many years. It was Tony Papa who invited me to come give a talk at his film school, Powell River Digital Film School, and screen a film." This visit sparked James's imagination while developing Exile. Considering the film takes place in a remote cabin on the water, James thought shooting on location on the Northern Sunshine Coast made perfect sense. Epic backdrops, remote cabin. "This area had all these really beautiful epic backdrops, and nature is a big part of the story," said James. "Finding this cabin situated in this really remote inlet was quite a crucial part of the story, so that's why we ended up shooting there." One major narrative thread in the movie is about guilt, shame and seeking to disappear from the world. The location was suitable for such a story, since Desolation Sound has a long history of folks homesteading in the area, hoping to get away from society, and in some cases the law. "The city of Powell River really opened its arms to us," said James. "One of the first things we did was meet with the mayor, and he was really helpful in terms of getting us access to locations." Although the region is not necessarily a convenient place to shoot in terms of bringing equipment and crew, James said in terms of the look, feel, energy and helpfulness of locals, it was worth it. "Exceptional cast and crew. Everyone really opened their arms and helped us," said James. "When you find the right people who are up for the adventure, those are the people I want to work with, that want to get out there." Rodmay Hotel and Townsite was fully booked by the film company for the entire time shooting was underway. Cast and crew took advantage of the many local eateries in town, almost every night. The company also hired local people for the art department, location logistics and equipment, and some actors, which was a great boon for the economy. "Making a movie is an adventure and a unique experience, and getting out into that region for this film was a really important part of it," said James. "We were shooting in an atmospheric river in the forest in the elements. That's what makes the movie look kind of dramatic and epic." Digital release and screenings. Being a filmmaker in Canada is tough and usually difficult to reach into the American market, but Exile is one that did make it. The film was picked up in the United States, Canada, and is going international. "To me, as a filmmaker, I want to make stories that travel, that connect with people, and reach outside of our borders," said James. "That's important to me, to get it out there." James emphasized that there are many thrillers about confining people in a space, but Exile is about letting someone go and about freeing someone. "It's a movie about love, conviction and sacrifice. There's an optimism and a hope there, and I think the special effect of this movie is the cast," said James. Adam Beach and Camille Sullivan's performances are just so beautiful and heartbreaking. As for attracting other films to the region, James said the area is special and beautiful. "It's just pure nature, and for this story, it was really helpful," he added. "This is a very intimate story set against this kind of epic, sweeping backdrop and landscape. It was the perfect place to film for us. If you're looking for that, there's nowhere else like it in the world." Exile is back at the Patricia Theatre for one night only on Thursday, February 15, at 7 p.m. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.